Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Wally Ali for asking the question. What will happen? What have happened? You go to a church with a man up on the wall and say, and look just like the people that's had a shackle and said, this is the Son of God. Huh? So fear is something else. We thank Allah for moving the fear away from us. And we're here tonight to correct the wrong. Image have been raised, and that we had to raise the people consciousness about that image had been raised that divided us up on all levels, divided us up. And the one thing about an inferior person, he always trying to prove that he's not inferior. He spends all his time trying to act and be like somebody else because the inferiority have come through him, especially through religion. So we like to open our talk up with a prayer, call the opening, call Fatiha, which we said in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that this prayer was given to us. And then we will give in the English translation, inshallah. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil-alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa lad-dallin. Amen. We seek protection with Allah, from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who's been cast out and cast down, with the name of God, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, All praise are due to Allah, Lord and cherished sustainer of all the world. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We ask that Allah to always continue showing us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath was and brought down. Amen. We like to greet our audience in the best of the greetings. There's no other greeting in the world equal this greeting. It was given to us, had to be given to us by the Creator himself, because he reminds us to keep the peace. And we should be keeping the peace, but we are human beings, and we got to be constantly reminded on what we have to do to keep our human being that God created us, submitting to his will, intact, keeping intact, and greeting each other is a start. So we'd like to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. And that greeting is As-salamu alaykum. May God peace be unto you. This is the language of the prophet. The prophet never spoke English, right? Jesus never set foot in this so-called America, this so-called land here. He never set foot in this land. So we never heard a minute or a day or anything of English translation. So when he spoke Aramaic. And when he gave the greeting, he gave the greeting so close to this. He said, As-salamu alaykum, may Allah peace and blessing be upon you. He submitted his will to do the will of God. And the preachers ain't saying that. Preachers said, this man is God. So they done stepped up the fact to keep people in against each other, keep racism going. Now they saying God is a man. Walked the earth, the bathroom, ate bread, ate fish, drunk water, walked on water. All these lies they give to a good man named Christ or Jesus. They gave that to him. He didn't tell us to do all that. There's nothing in that I have read or seen what he said, hide some Easter eggs or celebrate a Christmas, tell a lie that a man came down the chimney and left your child. So I see nothing where he said do that. But this is what Christians are guilty of doing, and we got to bring account. We had to bring that to their attention, and they want to keep doing it. We just keep bringing it to their attention. We have to tell the truth. Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He never told them to know him. He never told anybody to know me or when I was born or how I died. He never, nowhere in the sentence in the Bible that where Jesus said that. He said he didn't come on his own, but the Creator sent him. And he sent him to the lost sheep or to the tribe or to Israel or to the so-called Jews, the so-called sent him to the people who rebelled in the worst, who didn't have no direct understanding of God. So he was sent to those people. And because of that, the story goes on in the Bible. They let him go so far and they got tired of him. And he said, let's get rid of him. Let's kill the Messiah. And Jesus asked him, said, why you want to kill a good man? Only because I tell you the truth? But that ain't only happened to Jesus. That happened to all of the people that you can read about who say anything of any good, like Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Arley, Harriet Tubman. Anybody that stood up for any good, they lied on him. Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm, they lied on all these people. Dr. King, I can go on and name these people. When they didn't like them because they stood for what is right, they propaganda all kind of ways on them. They lied to them anyway, all kind of ways. And while they were doing that, they was in the church telling people that Jesus was the Son of God, that Jesus coming back to do something for them that they ain't trying to do for themselves. Jesus going to save them for their sin. And we know if you want to be saved for sin, that's some place you don't go. You can't go in the liquor store and tell me you want to be saved from your sin. You can't go down to the new bar with women dancing naked and you're going to tell me you want to be saved from your sin. You can't cuss and fuss in front of your children. You can't drink and lie and act crazy in front of your children and you tell me you're trying to save somebody. So the truth had to come. And this is what Jesus gave us. He said, know ye the truth, and this truth will set you free. So we have that truth today. We're going to use it to set all people free. Because scripture said we all are the children of Adam. And the Quran come by and said not only we only are the children of Adam, but the best one of us who are the children of Adam is one who obey God the best. That's what scripture said. And that's a fact. You can't be the best and you doing everything that the ungodly people say. He said, oh, you believe. If you believe, you will stay away from the ungodly people. And there's plenty of them to go around today. There's plenty in our family. They everywhere. Lot had his wife. He had found out that his wife was 100% with him. She went down, Lot Jonah. And a whole lot of them went down. The people went down for to be their friends. Jesus thought he had a friend, and when he had the 12 disciples, and many of them was hurting him, stabbing him in the back. According to their book, according to the scripture, or that according to the book that they put together, they went in after God told them never to change a word of the Bible. They know they went in there and changed a whole lot of things. One of the things they changed is somebody hit you on the right side, give you a left side. You know they ain't supposed to be in there. No army or navy or police force never turned their cheek. Never went and turned their cheek and let somebody. What kind of army you would have? What kind of protection you have if everybody in the army and they are Christian? And all of them at the same time turn the cheek and the bad guy, who they call the bad guy, slap one of them, and they turn the cheek. They ain't going to defend nothing. But they, who fell for that overdose? It was the African-American people, the one they took all the language away from, their culture, their history, destroyed, made sure their memory didn't have no history of where they came from. You remember, so they raised up like dumb brutes, like you take a baby and then teach him garbage. Teach him how to read or write. They give him the worstest word to use. And they raised us like that, huh? And when they told us to do something, we didn't do it. We know we're going to get the hell whooped out of us. They beat us. They beat the blood. They thought that was exciting to see to beat the blood out of one of us. And so they did that stuff. And now you people talking about they don't owe us reparations. They owe us every dime that they give us for what they did to us. They can never pay us enough. But we know we free now. We free now to make our own good decision. But the damage has been done. We can't make a good decision on being free with helping each other. Because you done planted in our mind that we ain't no good. You done gave us a word we can't, look like we can't terminate that word. And that word is nigger. They gave us that word on the plantation. And the imam said they gave us that word because they come said Naza, and that's a river where we come from. So keep from saying Naza, they said nigger. And then Webster came along and wrote his understanding of the word nigger. Webster said, nigger than anybody who is dirty, low down and foul. If that's true, then the Caucasian people are the master niggas. Can't nobody fit that mold of being like that better than the one who stole us, took away all our culture and knowledge and all our understanding of where we come from and all the things we build and put together. They took all that away from who can be more dirty and low down than that. So we on this Brock Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Muhammad, his guy, Brother Naeem, I mean Muhammad coming out of California. He is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And we hope these schools come all throughout America, because the public school have failed the human family. They have helped keep and hold up races. They keep lying. Christopher Columbus discovered America. That ain't nothing but a lie. All these lies that have been given to us coming mostly from the public school. We went to public school and you had to say, thank you, Jesus, and all this foolishness. We're called brainwashed. We was brainwashed. And now we try to clean the brains out and get all the cobwebs out and start making progress, and we can't find our way back to each other. We're afraid to trust each other. As long as we don't have no trust for each other as a people, as a group, as a people, especially Mars Cares and people who follow Imam Wahdi Muhammad, long as we don't come together and start working together, we're going to go out the world as the most backwards people that this world ever produced if we don't start coming together and putting love and concern for each other and put the trust back in. Because Imam said 80% of the Imam was following him. So that 80% of the Imam was following him, that made it say 80% went to the believers that were coming to that place of worship, supposed to be hearing the truth what Imam left, and they heard what the Imam wanted them to know. And many of them got misled. Many of them got detoured. Many of them got destroyed because they didn't hear what Allah wanted to hear through Imam Wahdi Muhammad. So those 80% misled 80% of the believers. So that's why we're struggling now. That's why we're struggling to put this house, keep this house on top. Because many of them people left, you can find out why they dying. Many of them got destroyed because you can't go against a great man like Imam Wahdi Muhammad, God said, and you ain't gonna incur no problems. Many of them have incurred a lot of problems. Many of them. So if you do wrong, then you're going to reap what you sow. The Bible, the Quran said, whatever you scribe for will soon come in sight. So those 80% scribes against Imam Wahdi Muhammad, they got to pay for that. And I'm not no judge. I'm saying what Allah said. Allah spelled out clearly in the Quran that nobody leave this world without getting God's judgment. If you tell a lie on God, you're going to pay for it somewhere down the line. If you don't get it one day, that day, or you don't get it the next day, you don't get it for the week over, you're going to get it somewhere down the line. You can't lie on the Creator and just walk around on the creation, in the creation, and think nothing. The Bible and the Quran say you're walking to and fro in the earth, and you think and nothing's going to happen to you. You're sad and mistaken. And you can't find no relief in no drug, alcohol, nothing, magic, or the lotto, whatever you're looking for some relaxation in it. You won't find it. So we're here tonight talking about remove all racial image from this world, and let's worship God in spirit, truth, and Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. God has blocked the doors, and Prophet Muhammad is the last one through the door. as a prophet to help us. But we got majestics coming. We got people who will see us. We have believers. And eventually, the Quran said eventually the true believers going to win too. So we're here tonight. And so is anybody else interested in saying anything or sharing or talking to that person, please match one and come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on. We call it the queue. You'll be just coming into the studio, and we'll cut your mic on because we are here to talk about the oneness of God and how we've been cheated out of this precious life through a lie coming from people who said they religious. They believe in God. But then they turn around and said, God is a man, came in a person. And July the 4th came in a person of a man. And I wonder, what did he do? If he was God, why did he destroy and put the people that was given in bad shape in power and take away the power from those who were doing all the damage? See, that's what they've been asking God to. But he just come and told them how to pray. He come and told them how to fast, what to do. And he, no God had to tell you that. God knows everything. So that wasn't God, that was man, another man. So we had to make sure that this world know where we stand because they done lied on us, said we worship a man. And they didn't want to worship a man. They said we worship the prophets. We don't worship the prophets. We love the prophets for what they did. And we love any good person who do a good thing for the human family. And that is what the prophets did. They sacrificed and did a good thing for the human family. And some lost their lives. Some lost their credibility through lies coming from the deceitful or the of Satan. Or the gym, whatever you want to call them, they lost a lot because these people were master liars. And any time a good man stand up, the master liar stand up trying to defeat that man and whatever good he trying to do. So we here tonight, anybody else would like to say anything, please match one and come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on and let you begin to talk. Because there is nothing deserve our worship besides the one creator who lives and never dies. And, yeah, they tell about the prophet. The prophet was a letter prophet. And all of the wisdom he brought to science and to the world, he couldn't have known that. He went to no college. He went to no great institute. He didn't travel all over the world. He know more about the life in that a woman carry in her womb than the doctors know, than the people of psychology know. How did he know that with the education he didn't have? Allah was with him. Allah taught him. And this is what they don't want you to think, that there's a power greater than them. There's a force out there much greater than the force they ever know. So they don't want you to think like that. And Allah says thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that you can do. And they don't want you to think on Allah. Because if they think on, and you think on Allah, we're going to be better off. And they know that. They don't want that kind of man in the world. So anybody who here, got anything you'd like to say, share. We would love to hear from you. We are here tonight to get rid of racism. We are here to get rid of all of the evil, if we can, the problem that has caused us all the letdown.
It doesn't say a thing.
They don't say the thing. Okay, then tell them I'll correct that. Tell them, thank you. I'll direct that now. Yeah, we got a person in the queue. He can't get in. So we'll have to let him in because he have tried to get in. So we There you go. Brother Sue got Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. I'm glad you were patient. Anybody else cannot get in, call 404-421-5630. That's 404-421-5630. And call, we'll turn your mic on. But if you can't get in, if you try to get go through the queue and you match one, won't let you in, then let's call that number. And when I'll see you call it, then I'll turn your mic on. Thank you. I'm going to turn this over to our good brother Tuja Muhammad, who's been on fighting in the cause of images and fighting for the freedom for the human family for a long time. So I'm going to bring him up and turn it over to him. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Tuja.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, the master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thou hast brought down, nor those who go astray, the idea that is given Christ Jesus is outright false. You know, it's false. You know, and it can be. It's not true. It's a lie. And the truth can be proven that it's a lie. You know, that Jesus never claimed or said that he was Almighty God and for us to worship him. Nowhere in the Bible. So if a Christian believe in the Bible, like Jeno Jenian is saying, he always saying that we go by the Bible. We believe in the Bible. If it's in the Bible, that's what we believe. Well, let's see what the Bible says. Praise be to Allah. In the Quran, God asks a simple question. For those who worship something or someone besides the one true God who is unseen, say of your partners whom you worship besides God, is there any that can give true guidance towards truth? Say, it is God who give guidance towards truth. Is then he who give guidance to truth more worthy to be followed, or he who find not guidance himself, unless he is guided? What then is the matter with you? How judge ye? That's Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 35. All of the prophets and messengers sought guidance from God, including Jesus Christ. None of them could have found their way without the guidance of Almighty God. Therefore, it is God alone who deserves to be worshipped, not his prophet, his messengers, or any part of his creation. And there's a question been asked here. Did Jesus Christ say, I am God, or worship me? All over the world today, you will hear a Christian praising Jesus and giving him the credit that should be given to God, the one who created him. You cannot attend a church service without the pastor, bishop, or priest referring to Jesus Christ as God. I know that's what's happening when I listen to Pastor Jenny. His whole talk is giving praises to Jesus as God. I once told a Christian guy who debated with me quite often about religion to count how many times the preacher mentioned God's name on Sunday in comparison to Jesus' name. This would tell you who he worshiping. He came back to me with a smile on his face and said that the pastor rarely mentioned God's name at all. You can perform this test on Sunday morning, watching the religious TV program, radio, and newspaper. The results will be the same. Did Jesus Christ instruct people to worship him? Did Jesus Christ ever say that he was God? The answer is no. There's nowhere in the Bible from cover to cover where Jesus says in his word, in his own words, that he is God, or he instructs people to worship him. On the contrary, he instructed people to worship the one true God. Jesus did not like being praised or even called good. The evidence is in the Bible. Let's take a look and see what the scripture says. Therefore, this is what Jennings said he believed in, the scripture. Well, this is Mark, 10th chapter, 17-18. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one man running and kneeling to him and asking him, "Good master, what should I do that I may inherit in eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why thou callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God." No, Jesus did not want to be called good. Jesus said that there is none good but one, and that is God. Jesus did not say that there's none good but two or three or a trinity. He said one God. The man asked Jesus how he could inherit eternal life. Jesus did not say that the man had to believe that he was God or that he was the Son of God. Jesus said that the man had to keep the commandments. That's what Jesus told him. How he can get eternal life is by keeping the commandments. And you know the Ten Commandments. In Mark 10 chapter, 19 verse, it said, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witnesses. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother." Mark, the 12th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse. Mark, the 12th chapter, the 28th through the 30th verse. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Talking about the Ten Commandments now. Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered it. And Jesus answered him, the first of all commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Note, Jesus is conveying what all of God's prophets and messengers have conveyed to mankind. They told their peoples that the first and most important commandment is to believe that God is one. Jesus said that the Lord our God, meaning that God is his Lord also. John 17, chapter 3, verse. John 17, chapter 3, verse. And this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Note, in this verse, it's clearly shows a distinction between Jesus Christ and God. How could anyone claim that Jesus is God after reading this verse? Jesus is recognizing that God is one, and it is God who has sent him as a messenger. John, the 14th chapter, 28 verse. John, the 14th chapter, 28 verse. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. This shows that Jesus and God are in no way equal, as some Christians claim. Matthew 27:46. Matthew 27:46 says, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, standing. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Note, if Jesus is God, who is he calling out to? Matthew 23rd chapter, the 9th verse. Matthew 23rd chapter, 9th verse. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Note, where was Jesus standing when he made this statement? He was standing on earth. So we are not to call Jesus our Father, and definitely not our God. One of the best proof that I would give that Jesus Christ did not look as himself, look at himself as God, or a part of God, lies in the Lord Prayer. If one will reflect on the true meaning of this prayer, you will see that Jesus Christ was teaching his followers what all the prophets taught their people. God is one. He has no partners, and he is above the heavens. Let's take a look at it. Let's take a look. Matthew 6 chapter 19 to 13. Matthew 6 chapter 16. I mean, Matthew 6 chapter 9 through 13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Notice that Jesus started off the prayer with our Father who art in heaven. He didn't say my Father. If God was exclusively Jesus' Father, he would have said my Father. Jesus also made it clear where God is. He said that God was in heaven. Jesus was on earth at the time he was saying the prayer. Jesus said, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed means to praise. Jesus said, praises be thy name. He didn't say praises be our name. He didn't include himself with God. Jesus said, thy kingdom come. If Jesus was part of a Trinity or a God family, he would have said, our kingdom come. Jesus said, thy kingdom come. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus had to eat food like everyone else. If he was God, he would have no need for food. Jesus asked to be forgiven, which clearly showed that he was in need of God's mercy like his followers. Jesus asked it for protection, not to be led into temptation. God cannot be tempted by anything or anyone. Jesus asked to be delivered from evil. Jesus is praying to his God, who he knows has the power to protect him from the evil of the devil. Jesus finished the prayer stating that thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus is giving God all the praise. He is recognizing that the entire kingdom of heaven and earth belongs to God. He is acknowledging that all glory and power belongs to God alone. Nowhere in this very famous prayer does Jesus Christ give praises to himself. He never makes any statement that will cause one to believe that he is God or a part of God in the Trinity. He is recognizing God the same way a Muslim recognizes God. A Muslim recognizes God as one without partners. A Muslim believes that all praises is due to him alone. Muslims believe that God is our sustainer and he exists above the heavens. After reading this prayer and some of the verses that I have listed, how can one say that Jesus Christ is God or a part of God? If you was on a jury and this evidence was presented to you, you would most certainly have to say that Jesus Christ is not guilty of instructing peoples to worship him. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allahu Akbar. So brothers and sisters, I gave you a whole lot of information and places in the Bible. And we would like for you to ask some of your pastors to answer some of these questions. The one that say that Jesus is God. So we thank you. We pray that I said something right, and then ask Allah to forgive me if I said anything wrong. I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum. You got it, Brother Agba. You got it, Brother Agba. If anybody else is listening, could you say something so I know I'm not talking to myself? Anybody that's listening.
Assalamu alaikum. Go ahead. I stepped away for a minute.
Oh, what am I saying?
Are you too?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I close up in prayer.
Close
it's
up.
On you.
No. Okay. But I mean, Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Where's Rasulallah?
Yes, sir. You want to say anything?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. I just wanted to say, okay, can you hear me good?
Yeah, we hear you.
We're clear. You're coming
okay,
through clear.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Well, I didn't have my hand up, but that's all right this time. I'd just like to say that Dr. King, on the day that he was assassinated, not the night before, but on the same day that he was assassinated, which is April 4th. 1968. Dr. King. Hold on one second.
How you doing, man?
Oh, $40. On the day that he was assassinated, he made a speech. They call it the Czech speech.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to listen to the Czech speech, just type in into Google Martin Luther King. Check. Like a paycheck. C-H-E-C-K.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Right. C-H-E-C-K. And, he talks about how the government gave land grants to these, Caucasians and immigrants.
Okay.
Had to give land grants to these Caucasians and immigrants, and they built them schools to teach them how to farm the land grants, the acreage, and built schools for them. Taught them how to use the land, how to plant, how to harvest, and he really goes into it. So you have to Google Martin Luther King Czech speech, C-H-E-C-K speech, and he says that he concludes after he gives us all the evidence of what they did, he says that we're going to go to Washington and get our check. That's what he says. He ends up the talk. He says we're going to get our check. Now they don't play that. They never hardly play that. You have to really go into the archives of Martin Luther King in order to get that. But you could find it if you just Google Martin Luther King Czech speech, like C-H-E-C-K speech. And it's not very long. It's about 3 minutes. And he goes off. And he tells them how the the government gave these Europeans all this land in the West and in the Midwest.
Right.
And taught them how to use the land, you know, built schools to teach them how to use the land and gave them instructors, you know, gave them teachers. And, he really goes into it. So I'm going to leave it right there because I got to pack up. But look it up, Martin Luther King, check. And that way you could see that Martin Luther King was speaking up for reparations.
He's speaking up for reparations.
Yeah,
what year was that? What year?
Well, it was the day that he was killed. He was assassinated April 4th, 1908. Now the night before, he gave that I have a dream speech, but he says, "Well, I'm not afraid because I've been to the mountaintop." That type of speech. That's the night before. That's April 3rd. But April 4th, on the day that he was assassinated, he gave his speech. You know, called a check. He said, "We're gonna go to Washington. We're gonna get our check. We're gonna get a check." You see what I mean? In other words, he's done. But he was saying that we're gonna start making demands for reparations, justice. You know what I mean? Because they gave all these Caucasians all that land and everything. Immigrants, and also immigrants to the United States. Immigrants to the United States. They weren't even United States citizens. They gave them land grants, built schools, gave them teachers, taught them how to use the land and everything.
Ain't that dumb? Man, you can't get no more evidence than that, man.
Yeah, Dr. Martin Luther King. See, they'll never play that. All they talk about is, "Well, I have a dream." And no. You know, it was more. Even Muhammad was a genius. He was a genius. You know what I mean? They knew what was happening. Yeah. They knew what time it was. You know what I mean?
That was April 4th, 1968.
1968, the day that he was assassinated, April 4th.
1968, okay.
Right. It's called the check speech. So as soon as you get an opportunity, I was going to try to play it on the air, but I don't know how to play it stay on the Blog Talk Radio. I don't, you know.
Yes.
But... we all could just do it ourselves. Okay, I'm gonna let it go right there.
Appreciate it. Allah Akbar.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. We thank Allah for all the good information that we still receiving, and the truth is still coming in. And we're gonna check that out. I probably can play that myself. I'll look it up, see can I get it, and I'll put it on and play it. So all praise to Allah. This is another weapon that we use in the defense for freedom and justice and equality. Another weapon. You know, we know these people have the demon around them. Not all of them are the demon, but some of them is nothing but demons, evil. And they show you in the movies, some of the movies, what they worship. They worship everything. They believe in blood sacrifice. And a lot of Christians believe that it'd be all right to run up to Jesus and eat his flesh because of the lies that have been added to Christianity and call it communion, where they use a cracker or a piece of bread as the flesh of Jesus, and using moving day wine as the blood of Jesus, drinking it. So we can see why some of their behavior like that. You know, they just found a preacher here, a Caucasian preacher moved here from New Jersey. And he moved mm-hmm. here. He'd been moved all around the country, but he moved here to East Point, staying in a nice neighborhood. He was a preacher. And mm-hmm. people loved him. Let him in his house. This man that killed the little girl, 4 years old, and raped her and killed her. And for 38 years, one person was thinking, and they crossed their mind, who did they see that little girl with? And that person went back 38 years. I remember seeing with the preacher. And after that, the preacher moved out. And they found out he was the preacher. And when he called him, he confessed. He confessed that he killed that little 4-year-old girl.
Pedophile.
He took her and made her have sex. She didn't want to. And she rebelled, and he killed her. And she was headed to the church where he posed for Sunday school when he did. She was headed for his church.
That show you how dangerous a liar.
Yeah,
you know, if it was the truth, there's no way that a preacher could gather up enough strength to mm-hmm. kill somebody if they had the truth.
Yeah,
that just shows you that what that preacher, that lie that has been told that Jesus is God's son, he's God, it ain't nothing but a lie. And it caused the death of that young girl.
That's right.
Boy, whatever it was.
And he was preaching the word of God. He was going, soothing people. When their family members died, he'd be right there.
Just how low down they are.
Yeah, but that's what that lie makes. That's why Jesus says, "Stay away from me." If you tell me somebody died for my sin, then I commit the sin. I don't worry about the sin because Jesus already paid the price. I mean, that's what they're saying in so many words. Four African Americans bought into that hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
So that's for sure.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying.
But when it came to us, we didn't see no value in us. So we didn't care about hurting each other. Because we are the offspring.
It had that psychological effect.
Yeah,
and we just had to research and just figure out the psychological effect that type of a teaching, that type of lie, would do on the people, on the children. It has a psychological effect.
Yeah. I know it. I said they like niggas ain't nothing, man. I don't care about no niggas. I used to say all that stuff. I got it from somebody else, and somebody else got it from somebody. So they kept passing it all down. I remember when African American used to say, "I pay a white woman to way to Florida before I tell a nigga woman how to get there." I heard that with my own ears.
If they prove that this guy, this preacher, murdered that girl and was a pedophile,
mm-hmm.
and the people in the church didn't rebel or react to that, that show you how much psychologically that church has been affected.
Yeah.
You know, they done proved the truth that this guy mm-hmm. actually killed this girl or this boy.
He been free 38 years on that.
He said he been free.
He's been free for 38 years.
So it has a strong psychological effect. If the people in that church kept going to church, they kept on going to church, they forgave. They said that they forgave him. You know, what about the family? And what about the other people that witnessed that?
Caucasians have a different opinion. They don't let you hold them down to opinion or to a statement like that. They don't let some of them come up with their own law and understanding on that.
They can't change the truth. The truth is the truth. They can science on it all they want to, mm-hmm. but they can't change it.
Can't change it, right?
They can't prove that it's not true.
No denying, there's no doubt about it. But you know,
they can't prove that it's not true.
Yeah, they were shocked because it was the one they looked like. He was a preacher. They shocked about that. But they shouldn't be surprised. Satan coming all.
Allah have mercy on him.
Allah
have mercy on
him. Yeah, he an old person. He been out all these years, got to get adopted to prison and all that. That's hell on that man.
If he had any children, you can just imagine.
Yeah.
What type of child would grow up and what that child would be.
I'd
like to know what they grew up and what did they do when they grew up?
Oh yeah, that'd be something to find out.
What was they? You know,
mm-hmm.
what became of them? And they know that their daddy did what the cult proved that he did. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Allah is the most merciful.
Well, most merciful, but they also said that they're not sure how many more people he done killed because a person like that trustworthy and they count that there were some children, people, girls, children missing in the area that he used to stay at, so they still looking, and they hope he confessed to it, you know, since he got it.
Yes, sir.
He ain't going no. So, he's been caught. He's been caught. Okay, Suja. So I got to turn this over to you about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Nobody else raised their hand. Okay.
Anybody that would like to say anything or ask a question? If not, we got to keep going.
We got to keep going, yes, sir.
We got to keep going. You know, alhamdulillah. You know, I know we got. It's one thing that I know we got. Brothers, since this is a day for brothers, and saying for brothers don't mean we have nothing against the sisters.
And so,
it means that we got a day, and we got a responsibility on that day, and we want to come through and shine in color. And we like to ask a brother, you know, to step up and add something to what we got, because Allah blessed each one of us with some truth. That's the whole point. that each one of us got a different approach to this truth. Everybody don't come forward with the same thing. They got different perspectives to this truth. They got different approach to this truth. And you got recognize it. We got to recognize it. And the sisters, they have different perspectives on the sisters' night, on Tuesdays and Sunday. You got quite a few sisters that can speak. You got some that can really talk. You know, so we need to line them up too, and then line up some more brothers. You know, where it just won't be you and I. It's just like we picking on somebody. We ain't picking on nobody. You know, it just so happened. It's Agba and I is the ones committed to this here. We committed to that. We ain't gonna back up. And we know the truth. And when the law show using truth, and you don't come through, I mean that's a bad feeling for you to disappoint Allah, and you don't come through. You know, when you know the truth, it will worry you. The truth will worry you so much that you will be forced to come forward. You got something to say. You got something to say. It's just a matter of having confidence in yourself. And don't feel that you got to say something exactly what somebody else said. It got to be exactly what the book said. No, you read the Holy Quran and get the guidance of you moving forward with the truth that you got. Believe in Allah and His Prophet. You got to believe in Him. And know that when you bring something forth and what you see, revelation is revealed knowledge. I mean, Allah reveals something to you, and it's already here. The knowledge is already here. But it's Allah the one revealed it to you. And Allah said that he was blind, the rejecter of faith, or the disbeliever. He'll read the Quran, and Allah said he'll blind him and blind his heart. Because that person reject faith. Because that person refused to stand up on truth and refused to move forward. And see, a person like that, they are start challenging the truth. This is true what I'm saying, brother and sisters. When a person know the truth and don't say nothing, what they wind up doing is challenging the person that presents the truth. And getting punished. But a person that a lot of them blessed, oh, they don't have no problem with the truth that you bring. They glad to hear it. and they learn something from it. Because I know I learn something from a person that believe in Allah and present the truth the best of their ability. I learned something from it. I pass this truth on to my children. I ask my children, do you believe in Allah? And they say, yeah. I said, well, that's well, you. All you have to do is go forward. Study and go forward. But you got some of us Muslims, Allah says that they only say that they believe, but they don't really believe. They just say, I believe. And say that when they get along with their evil one, they admit to each other that they don't believe. And the law said that he have a penalty waiting on them. So let's stand up, brothers and sisters. Let's stand up for the truth. Let's learn how to use the truth. Let's practice with the truth. And just because you hear the truth from somebody else, don't come in being jealous. That's a devil. That's God's truth. The truth that you hear is from God. Shaitan is envying jealous because Shaitan want to prove to God that we are not worthy of this truth. And remember now, brothers and sisters, remember this. We all been given a free will. You don't have to present the truth. You don't have to stand up. We've been given a free will. I recognize that. And I know some of y'all cursing me out right now, you know, because you know you're right. You know you're right. But I'm just asking you just to think and look at how God destroyed a people and destroyed a whole city. And look at the peoples that was turned out into being gays and homosexual. And peoples that rejected the truth and was charged with hellfire. Think about that, brothers and sisters. So we are we Allah said in the command there should be no compulsory in religion. Just because Allah bless you with the truth, you don't have to come forward with it. We can't force you to come forward with it. And some of us believe that if they come forth, then they unite with certain people that think a certain way, so they can be known or they can have power. It don't work like that, brothers and sisters. It don't work like that. When you stand up for truth, Allah, when you speak the truth, Allah frees that individual. He freed that individual. He opened up that individual. He blessed that individual. So if you try to attack that person, you're going to have problems. You're going to have real problems. So, brothers and sisters, We pray that our young people look at this opportunity that Allah is offering us and establish some of these businesses and let us know we're getting that directory together. Let us know about it so we can support whatever business that you establish. You know, let us know that you're in business. At least do that for yourself, you know, so we can support it. And just do it just to see whether or not we're going to support it to make you successful. All that we ask, and when you become successful, you know, is to give back. We got to work hard to make sure that money don't go the wrong way. We got to make sure that money come back and forward and stay among us. That's what we got to be sharp on. So if any large amount of money come about, we keep that money right among us. We don't let it go. Certain brothers and sisters are going to have it for a certain time. Then you're going to have other brothers and sisters going to have it for a certain time. And each one of them is going to be growing and developing. That's what that money is going to do. It's going to make them grow and develop and become bigger in the righteousness. And the things that they're doing are going to be better for the righteous. This is what Satan is showing us. And he's trying to use that against us by showing this is if you follow him, this is what you're going to get. Anytime you watch television or see a movie or anything, they're going to take you to their house. And the house, they're going to flash the outside of the house, the lawn and everything, the whole picture of it. And when you go in, you're going to see the beauty inside of the house. And they're going to, you might go back to the back, you see a swimming pool. They're going to show you the kitchen, the living room, the bathroom. This is Satan psychologically flashing on you to let you know what you can get if you follow him. But we can do the same thing by keeping that money in the community and spending it with each other. We can do the same thing. The only thing that we'll be doing, we'll be establishing what we are establishing for righteousness. For goodness. And we'll be instrumental in establishing and building a new world. We'll be bringing in a new world. And Satan can't do nothing. Not if we spend it with each other. If we slip and let it get out, out of our circle, then we got to figure out a way how to get some more back in our circle. That's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. And what we are doing, what the imam is saying, we are addressing the individual need. We're not trying to build a one little place, a one little area. And where all the money is right there in that one little area. We're not trying to do that, brothers and sisters. Imam said that he found out that was a mistake. He said, but if you address the individual, then you're addressing the whole community. We came to you in peace. You're going to leave in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank Allah. Humility turn right in. Bismillah. Rahman Rahim. We thank Allah again for blessing us to be Muslim to this day and time. And we have another one of our guests, one of our co-workers on, and I guess I'll bring him up, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam. May Allah's peace and blessings on all of you.
Well, you got it.
Yes, sir. Udhrillahi min ash-shaytan nirajim bismillah rahman nirahim ashadu wa la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad wa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah much for blessing us with your permission to come on this message of concern and contribute to many, many concerns of this broadness of this broadcast. Because we, those of us who know the answers, that there's only one God and Muhammad is the message, is the solution to any problem that the human family has, if they so want to solve them. So we are just trying to at least get the information out that we know that unity is community. And we have many examples of communities who practice or live unity. They are successful in almost everything that they want. So we who believe and want the right thing to do, the righteous life, have to share with others about Al-Islam as a solution and pray that they will take a second look or a third look, maybe listen a little bit more about what Al-Islam can do for the total human life. And then maybe some of the true, complete truth, the right things to do will fit into their way of life that they already have established. And we pray that they will be able to grow like we are trying to do our own selves by every day getting up in time to strive for what is right, not only for our souls, but also if this is what they want in the reality that they are living. We need to have, as Almighty God Allah has said, in all worlds, he has told every human family to have mutual consultation, to come to common terms about what they know is something that is against their life. Things happen to them when they try to be right or they try to do it. Seem like something is always giving them the idea or somebody else the idea to block it, destroy it. And we know now that that voice is that of the enemy of the human family, and that is Satan, the devil, Shaitan, and many other names that he has tried to hide behind, has always made clear by Almighty God Allah, and those who believe see that and will increase their desire, inshallah, if it be the will of Allah, to get more righteous, balanced life for themselves, their families, their communities, or people who they live around. Give a, be a model for them. So we know those people who are on this broadcast and outside of this broadcast that we pray Almighty God Allah is showering his mercy upon them to come and listen to what they're, who they call Jesus Christ, and have told a story about this human creature that doesn't exist in truth, but has grown roots in the hearts and the ideas and the intellect of human beings who did not follow their natural inclination to do right. This is the suffering of it. The history of it also lets us know in all of the revelations of Almighty God of Law, people before we had written documentation of their lives and things like Noah, Ibrahim. Well, we kind of started our history on man started keeping records enough to where we could follow the mercy that Almighty God Allah extended to those people all the way back to Adam, the first human creation. And even today, we still are trying to establish this kingdom on earth and different other titles that have been given it to by Satan and man to distract all of them, whether you Muslim, people who call themselves Christians, people who call themselves Jews, and different other subtitles other than the name that Almighty God Allah revealed to them who they are. Because we all come from one soul, so that we should understand that all of these names and all these ways, all these differences that we have in our reality today really are distracted from the oneness that we are supposed to be in. So we want to remember that all of our needs depends upon our unity. Here in America, here in your local city, in your house, and even within your own self. But when you have a unified self where you're doing the best, how to eat the best food, exercise, live the best life to help give you a better functioning in your material, physical reality, then that's what we all should be striving for. So we pray that in this message of concern, coming to you in all prayers and pleas of mercy that you get something out of it to help you to get out of this hell that is we all are living in. But we also know that God has always shown the human family a way out if they want it. All they had to do was get to those who believe in good deeds and treating each other right. And this favorite word they like using nowadays, treat each other human, that they'll see the benefit in oneness, the benefit of having a community of human beings who want the best for themselves and others who might be less fortunate than them and who they had left behind because they chose to follow the truth is directed by Prophet Isa, who was the light of the world at the time of many, many, many people. So we pray, Allah, that something is always being said to the right to help us know that we have not yet established peace on earth, this freedom, justice, and equality like we are supposed to do. And it's going to take everyone who believes, not everybody who sees a benefit in it, not everybody who wants to keep it to him or herself or to a small group of people, but you have to have the desire for it to be for everybody and understand who is responsible for it. We know many people in the history of Revelation have been responsible establishing this reality that we have to do today. Because this is the last revelation, what we call Al-Qur'an. It's a revelation for everybody, though, not just for those who are responsible for sharing it, inviting people to it, and letting them know this is the way out for those who believe. And we come together and establish one community under God, indivisible, otherwise it's clear. There's no reason for racism or any kind of distinction in the people who come underneath this understanding. It is invisible. There's nothing you can see but endless, endless freedom, justice, and equality. Peace, love, and happiness. Food, shelter, and clothing, and transportation, etc. That Almighty God Allah blesses us to have in our time, in this reality that we're living now. Those who behind us, we pray Almighty God will bless them and bless us, their children, and bless our children, their grandchildren, etc., etc., etc. Until that time come when we all will be judged, they'll be their way, and those who believe and who have practiced righteous deeds will be their way. But the understanding and the start of it is now in this message of a concern, if it be the will of God, for those who are truly seeking it. Make it sincere prayers, because of how they pray. Because Almighty God, Allah will answer all prayers, especially of the human being, of other creation who have seen that we are the leader. We are responsible for their balance, responsible for the water. It makes dua for us. Because Almighty God, Allah said everything has its own mode of prayer to him, their creator. And they are crying, as we all see this earth right now, and is raising hell. Throwing hell off his back. It's time to get rid of the influences of the corrupter, the unbalancer, the deceiver that is interfering with not only human leadership, but their leadership too, and their life existence here in this time that they're living with us. So we pray that we understand that the problem is only solved by the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that has been revealed in the Quran and exemplified in the life example of Prophet Muhammad, like all of those prophets and messengers before him. So we pray that Allah will bless us all with understanding that we are not lost only when we forget about him, when we forget about prayer, when we forget about charity, when we forget about unity, remember coming together in sure and glorifying Allah, glorifying the God that you believe in, because if you're sincere, you will see your way to this final revelation called Al-Quran. You will see your way that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the example for all men and women and children and human beings on how to bring this mercy to everything the way that it's still coming down to them. But Shaitan is blocking it with his people. Shaitan is blocking it with his thoughts in people's minds. Shaitan is blocking it with envy and jealousy in the human heart. But alhamdulillah, he is not the creator of none of it. He is only the tester of it. He's trying to prove a point that he can't prove. And there's nothing in it that we need to help each other be human beings and be successful with this life in this time period that we're living in. So just want to say that. So again, we pray Allah will bless all of us to continue to do the service to God and to our fellow human beings, and let the chips fall where they may. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you, Brother Rush.
Well, look at your name.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, for those kind words. May Allah continue to bless you, my good brother. I'd like to read something right quick, inshallah, by turning it back over to Sutra for the final words. Allah says, and I hardly read hadith, but I'm going to read one tonight. Allah says in 63:14, he reported, he heard Allah's messenger, may peace and blessing be upon him. And he said, one is not strong because one wrestles skillfully. They said, Allah's messenger. And who is the strongest? He said, he who controls his anger when he is in a fit rage. So to me that makes sense. Ali used to whoop people. He got angry. And when he got in a fit rage, he hooked them in worship. So we thank Allah for all the information that we are gathering tonight that we're going to use to keep our life and world going in the right direction. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah up to carry up to the last words. And thank you, Brother Muhammad. You got it, Brother Sujah.
Alhamdulillah. I would like to mention about Jean. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, we give all praises as due to Allah, brothers and sisters, and we are constantly pushing hard to get established. You know, we can't make the same mistake that we made before. We can't make that same mistake. And if we are truthful, we want our brothers and sisters to benefit. You know, if we put money in our circle, and you don't have to live in no one area and one community, the imam said that's an ideal situation for the FBI. It's an ideal situation for the FBI. If he knock one of you all, he knock all of you. So what the imams was talking about is that each and every one of us as individuals benefit and contribute. And you're going to see a miracle. You're going to see some growth, And we gonna see us progressing rather than seeing a little group progress in a little spot, you know, as being successful. We don't want to see that. We don't want to see no one little area be successful. We want to see all of us benefit from Allah's blessing. That's what we want to see. And we're going to fight. The imam said that he made us individual community. He made us individuals community. It's not the way that we try to do it in the Nation of Islam. It's not going to be like that. You're not going to have no lieutenants. And ministers and imams controlling nothing. During the time of Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. You didn't see that during the time of Prophet Muhammad. When Prophet Muhammad left, he left his message with the peoples. When Prophet Muhammad went to another state, another area, you know, and in one case, he saw that this area, the business was controlled by the Jews, and Prophet Muhammad said that can't be. You can't just let them control the businesses. I'm going to fight for that until I die. I'm going to fight for that until I die. I ain't going to let no one sucker tell me, talking about he's the one or she's the one and cater everything, my children, everybody I know to no one person. I'm not going to do that. So no, you make me look for shoe jar to do nothing like that. I think we all deserve the blessing of Allah. And we all got to come together and spend to support each other and all for us to have power. If we don't put that into place, we're not going to have no power, brothers and sisters. We're not going to have no power. Don't let nobody come in and talk all that funny talk to you and put you in the same position that you just getting out of. Filibusting. Saying a whole lot of words don't mean nothing, that can't show you nothing. Don't go for the okie-dokie, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, our children will hurt you. Our children will hurt you. If you don't have no love for our children and for our next generation, get out of the way. Just get out of the way. How did Obama make America grow? By putting money in our hands and ask us to spend money. And when we did that, the banks became alive. The car factories came alive. We got to know how to spend money. And I love that quote where the imam said, act like we the only person on earth. And that's how we got to work with each other in business. Because we're looking at the big picture, brothers and sisters. We're not looking at the small picture. We're looking at the big picture. We're going to be successful. We're going to be successful. Allah already done commanded it. And we're going to be successful. And for a person to plan against what I'm saying right now, that person ain't nothing but a devil. Or try to scheme and try to mess up what I'm saying. That person ain't nothing but the devil. He don't love you. We got to stop being so vulnerable and so easy. We got to be firm and so Shaitan would be afraid to pull one of his tricks. Let's establish halal, brothers and sisters. Let's establish service stations and supermarkets and academies, places for the senior citizen. Let's establish that, brothers and sisters. Let's don't try to establish no one little individual place and let somebody come to you with a bunch of lies and like they know the imam and the imam made agreement to do this. The imam ain't never made no agreement with nobody. The only agreement the imam made is that if we don't follow Prophet Muhammad, if we don't follow Prophet Muhammad, don't follow him. The imam is the one that got us, is the one that freed us, by introducing the Quran to us, brothers and sisters. Now we're coming from the Quran more. The more we come from the Quran, brothers and sisters, the less you're going to have to see that you need somebody over you. We got to apply that book. We got to learn it. We got to practice truth and righteousness. We got to see that that's the only way to go. Well, I put it this way. Come on, Satan. Let's fight. That's the way I put it. That's the way I'm going to put it. Let Satan step forward. We going so we can fight, and we're going to see what we're going to win. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you. We pray that Allah bless you. Stay strong and work with your family. Get closer to your family. And pass the knowledge on to your family, you know, because we coming. Praise be to Allah. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Well, assalamu alaikum. Turn it back over to Agba.
Well, early guys are later. I hated Brother Muhammad got off for Brother Ghulam got off for you started talking. I'm going to speak to you about that. You said something, and just to wait on his response to what the people say, and what you say, and respond to what you say. We always getting off. I'm gonna talk to him about that. Well, humble shaitan right then. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. I said we lie, Muhammad, testify and you bear witness. There's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. And you only bear witness. The prophet Muhammad is still a prophet. There's no more prophet to come. Allah has made the choice. And Allah knows and sees everything. So let me read something from the Quran. Malay Shaitan Rajin, which means I like the man of our hand. Say, Lord, I will worship. Say, Lord, my worship and my sacrifice and my life and my death are for my Allah, the Lord of the world. He has no partner. And this am I commanded. I am first of those who surrender unto him. Say, shall I seek another than Allah for my Lord when he is the Lord of all things? He sold earth only on his own account. Nor does any ladder bears another load then unto your Lord is your return. He is he who tell you that what in he differs. Say, shall I seek another then Allah, the Lord, who he is the Lord of all things, he sold earn only his own account, nor does it. Allah says in Surah 165, in which he is who have placed you as a viceroy of this earth and has exalted some of you in ranks above others. Then he have tried you by the test of that which he has given you. Lo, thou Lord is swift and
and prosecution, and lo, he is forgiven and merciful. That's in Surah 2, Ayat 162 to 165. Surely Allah has spoke the truth. We thank Allah for those words that give you inspiration and let you know that Allah is one and all. He has created us for one reason, that we serve Allah alone. So we thank Allah for blessing us with this Prophet Talk radio station. We're here tonight trying to correct the wrong with the help of Allah, and we're going to keep fighting until this problem is no more. So will you close us out, Brother Sujah?
With Allah's name, most gracious and most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace. Not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray. I mean.
Allah Akbar. We thank Allah Akbar. We thank Allah for all of this. Keep coming on the night. We thank him. Thank Allah for the blessing of to be a Muslim. And thank Allah for giving us all the wisdom and know that he is one and alone. So there's no God but Allah. May Allah bless us. We'll be back tomorrow night, inshallah. We greet all of you in the best of degrees. I belong. I